Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue as we discuss it today. Just after our brief monologue, we'll be introducing our very special guest today, what I believe is the foremost candidate for District 16 for the Florida House. We're looking forward to the dialogue and discussion. Let me remind you during the course of this dialogue and discussion, ladies and gentlemen, that you can dial 831-0917. If you're on the internet listening, it's 904-831-0917. Be delighted to have your input. As some have called it, put in your 2 cents worth. Be interested in your interest and your dialogue and discussion with our candidate as we discuss it today. We'll be talking about an unusual, but yet I believe very biblical title as far as the issue is concerned today, Weighed in the Balance and Found Wanting. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you know about the story of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, was rejected by God. Belshazzar lived a debauched life, a life of lifting himself up against God. God removed this king and gave him, gave his kingdom to another. Daniel 5:27, God said to Belshazzar, "Thou art weighed in the balance and found wanting." Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand today, God's still on the throne. God's still in charge. It's not a matter of a political scene that's gone awry and that cannot be controlled. God's in control of it. And as we talk about that issue today, we're going to be talking about it from a central biblicist worldview. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, in Proverbs 29, verse 2, the scripture says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn." And we're finding great mourning, I believe, across our great nation today as a result of what we see taking place in the Biden administration weaponizing all of the federal agencies that are the three-letter acronyms that's being weaponized to be used as a tool in his hands to bring about submission and subjection and to make all of the political enemies, those that will be considered the enemies of the nation, incarcerating them left and right, challenging, pursuing, and prosecuting them on every hand. So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be talking about the need to vet the candidates and to make sure that the candidate that we vote for, that we're honoring God in and through our vote. But ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. God's word says in John 8:31-32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then Jesus says in John 14:6, "I am truth." And further, a declaratory statement is made in John 17:17, where the Bible says, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God that, according to Psalms 119, verse 105, should be the light unto our pathway and the lamp unto our feet. Ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 117, verse 2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." And we need to recognize that is the real truth, not truth that you find in the Beltway in Washington, not truth as Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer, AOC, or Joe Biden says it would be. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, if I can tuck this little parenthetical footnote in, I don't believe they could spell truth. And the ideas that we see being promulgated today and what they're doing in Washington. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the secularist George Orwell that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." We find that to be so relevant to today's society. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, that's my challenge to you on this broadcast each and every day, that we are seeking the truth. You won't find it on the Communist Network News. You find it in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth. Love it. Live it. Tell it. And ladies and gentlemen, the challenge is today to defend the truth even to death. And I believe we're very close to being in the era when if you tell the truth and stand for the truth morally, ethically, biblically, theologically, doctrinally, politically, whatever category you'd want to place it in, that we'll become an enemy of those that are standing against God and His Word. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment and about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right in the heart of Mandarin, right at the intersection of Old St. Augustine Road and 295 Beltway. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing all of the staff at Tools for Time to be in the house of God with the children of God as God's Word ordained it for the family of God. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you again that telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917. That telephone call gets directed to the studio, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, just as God did with Belshazzar in the fifth chapter of the book of Daniel, where God says you've been weighed in the balance and found wanting, I believe today, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize and understand that we have candidates running for office across America. We're in the election cycle. This year, next year, ladies and gentlemen, be the full election cycle. We're in our primary in the state of Florida for August the 23rd. We're in the early voting stages even as I speak. But ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that I call to your attention, civil government is God developed by God, ordained by God as a servant of God. And according to Romans chapter 13, verses 1 and following, if the servant of God is in authority, civilly speaking, the servant of God is to obey God. And the purpose for civil government is to protect good and prosecute evil. We've reversed that cycle and that process in American culture today, and we find that absolutely antithetical to the Word of God. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, if a civil servant, i.e. what we call a political leader, if they're unwilling to submit to God and unwilling to submit to our Constitution, ladies and gentlemen, they ought not to be in office as a political servant for the people of our great nation. Ladies and gentlemen, a good example of that is Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney. Bless her heart, as some say, as we're in the South. In her previous election, prior to this cycle, she won by about a 70% percentage point in the election cycle. And yet this election cycle, ladies and gentlemen, she lost by about a 70% point. Cheney had become arrogant and proud and ambitious and vindictive. The citizens of Wyoming said, enough is enough. I'm looking at an article, and I'll touch on a couple of points and introduce our guest today. This article says Republican Representative Liz Cheney loses to a Trump-based challenger, Harriet Hagman, in Wyoming GOP primary. Briefly, the article says incumbent Republican Representative Liz Cheney has been defeated by Harriet Hagman in the GOP primary for Wyoming's at-large congressional district. Cheney, who was one of the 10 House Republicans to vote in favor of impeaching President Donald Trump last year in the wake of the January 6th Capitol riot, was ousted from her role as House Republican Conference Chair last year. She is one of the two Republican lawmakers sitting on the House Select Committee established to investigate the January 6th episode. Cheney is the daughter of Dick Cheney, who served as vice president during Bush's White House tenure. In a campaign for his daughter, Dick Cheney declared, "There's nothing more important she will ever do than to lead the effort to make sure that Donald Trump is never again near the Oval Office, and she will succeed," end quote, her dad said. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe, this is me speaking, you can disagree if you like, I believe that God removed her from that position because of the arrogant position that she had taken, that she felt that she was called of God, if you will, to be the spear, tip of the spear to destroy President Donald J. Trump. I'm looking at another headline that says, "Trump foe Cheney loses Wyoming GOP, ponders 2024 bid." In her interviews, ladies and gentlemen, she is toying with the idea of running for president of the United States of America. Could you imagine a Liz Cheney presidency for our great nation? Ladies and gentlemen, what we're finding today as we look at the political landscape, it appears to be pushing America toward the very abyss, as I call it. Our law enforcement agencies are all now being what I call thugs with badges, and they're focused on, ladies and gentlemen, focused on simply saying we're going to enforce, cause the nation's citizens to submit to what Biden is demanding as a dictatorship leadership in our nation today. Ladies and gentlemen, the Marxist communist agenda is to destroy the Judeo-Christian foundations. The Bible says in Psalms 11:3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And so I am challenging you today to wake up, sit up, smell the coffee, and recognize what we need to do as Christians, as patriots, as conservatives, and be found faithful in carrying out the task that God's called us to as a people, as citizens of our nation today. Ladies and gentlemen, we are delighted to have as our guest today the candidate for Florida House District 16, Kyan Michaels. Kyan Michaels is one of three candidates running for District 16 seat for the Florida House. Kyan is endorsed by Governor Ron DeSantis. Kyan, thank you so much for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to what God is going to say through you. And let me say in advance, Kyan, looking forward to what God is going to do when you're seated in Tallahassee. I believe God can do it. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are. It's been a few weeks since we have seen each other personally and talked, but I pray that God's been blessing and that you are finding great success on the campaign trail, though I recognize it's been a cantankerous election cycle for you with the onerous opposition that you've had. But I'm thankful that God has still given you grace and strength to carry out the task that I believe he's called you for. Kyan, since our listeners, many of them may not know you, recognize the name, and though we reach a pretty broad swath of South Georgia and North Florida, I am wanting you to introduce yourself today. Would you please take a moment and give our listeners a little overview of your background and why you're running for office?
Sure, Dr. Youngblood. It's exciting to be a guest on your show. It has taken us a moment to actually get our calendars in sync so that we could do this. But nevertheless, I'm grateful and I'm honored. My name is Kyan Michael, and I am from Jacksonville, Florida, born and raised. I am married to a veteran, 20-year veteran. We traveled around the U.S., serving our nation, raising our kids, and decided to come back to Jacksonville to finish raising them. And I am also an angel mom, and that is my reason for running, is what happened to our family just should not happen, and to any American. And that is, our son was 21 years old, Brandon. His life was taken by a twice-deported illegal. Brandon was going to cash his paycheck, and he left our house happy and healthy. And I'm talking to him about eating oatmeal, because I'm a mama. That's what we do. We may get, we're concerned about our kids, whether they're grown or a baby. And the last thing I said to him was that I love him. And he said, I love you too. And I'm grateful that those were the words that he last heard come from me. However, it did spark me into doing something to try to prevent other mamas from crying and having to lose their child. The grieving, it never ends. The grieving never stops. And fathers like my husband, who served 20 years keeping our nation safe, and he feels like our nation let him down, our government let him down in keeping his own child safe. And that was because of our borders, just not keeping our borders secure, not enforcing our border security laws that we already had in place. And, of course, it's much worse than what it was before. So after our family endured that tragedy, and just knowing that I didn't want anyone else to go through this, we prayed about it, we fasted, because we are believers.
Amen.
Christ is the center of our life. He's the head of our life. He's the foundation of everything that we do. And I talked to our children about it, our other children, and just letting them know, listen, this is going to impact you. It's probably going to be harder on you all than it is on me. And decided to go ahead and run for office, because I do believe that the righteous are the ones who are supposed to rule and reign, and we are the ones that God has left to govern this nation that He's given us, and I think we've got it the other way around. So that is when I took up my boots, put my boots on and put on my sneakers and got involved, decided to run last November of last year, right after the election. I knew it was going to be a mess. I knew the borders were going to be wide open because the enemy told us that was what his plan was. And having been involved with the Trump campaign and traveled with his campaign, just speaking about the tragedy of open borders and to be a face of what happens when the borders are open. This is how extreme it is, and this is a real face. We're a real family. And then also working with the best governor in our nation and the world. Everybody welcome. To just get laws passed that make just common sense. And it's not been an easy road, because I've had I've had to endure the worst days of our lives. I've had to endure just questions that were common sense to me, such as, you know, without borders, we're not a nation.
That's
and
right.
I just try for people to understand that. And God believes borders.
Let me jump in for a moment and ask you this, and for the benefit of our listeners, Governor DeSantis endorsed you. There are three candidates in the race, and he chose to endorse you. Let me ask you a question without giving the names of the other two candidates. What, in your opinion, separates you from the other two, your two opponents?
Well, number one is I proudly proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, and He is the head of my life. Number two, I would say that I have fought against odds. I fought being the one that was least likely to succeed, and I kept going. I've been the one that, although I may have been raised to be a Democrat, like you would see that in most, and I'm going to go ahead and put that out there, because, you know, that is the thing I hear the most. That is the thing that my opponents are throwing at me the most. You will be far-fetched to find someone of color who was not raised to be Democrat. So that's not unusual. However, I think what makes me a greater candidate and stronger candidate is the fact that I went back after I came to truth, because we all come to truth at some point about in our life. It's what we do with that truth. And after I came to truth and decided, you know what, I've been a conservative all this time because of my values. And I just wasn't voting according to those values. And and to recognize that there's a disconnect. I've never believed in defunding our police. I know that we need law enforcement. I believe in law and order. That's unbiblical to not have law and order. I do believe that abortion is wrong. It's evil, and it is murder. I mean, I do believe I am pro-life. So when I look at my values, you know, I woke up and I had to start voting according to my values. And you know, the reality is, you know, it's just like coming to Christ. It's not enough to celebrate that you know how truth. I reached back across the aisle into my community and pulled over other people who were Democrats and tell them, here's the reality. Here's the truth that the Republican Party was formed to end slavery. They were formed for us. Here's the truth is that, you know, it's the Democrat Party that has been against us. It's the Democrat Party that wants to enslave us. It's the Democrat Party that wants us to be dependent on the government. It is, you know, that we've been tricked. And when you have been bamboozled for so long, you get a righteous indignation about you, and it makes you fight. And so that makes me a stronger opponent. And also having the history of working with our governor, I'm the only one who is of the three who has stood on the same platform with our governor, who's been invited to stand along with our governor, and who actually did it. And it wasn't easy. And it was because I care about our state. I care about our nation. I care about the citizens here. And to relive the worst day over and over, to just make sure that we make a difference, that Brandon's life is heard, his legacy continue on, and to try and keep our citizens safe.
Amen. Kyan, hold a moment. I believe we have Kenneth. Kenneth, are you on the line?
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. Delighted to have you with us. Do you have a question for the candidate?
And if he endorses her, she's got my vote.
Amen.
Definitely.
Hey, go on with it.
She got my vote.
Well, Kenneth, one of the best things you can do is tell 10 others to do the same thing.
You can't hardly hear me.
Turn your radio down so we can pick up on what you're saying.
Okay, no, my radio is not on. But we need to get this party out of office ASAP. And the majority of the Democrats, they need to go to jail. They really do. You laughing? I'm serious.
I'm serious too. I'm laughing in that you're telling such a poignant truth that I believe you're right on target. In fact, anybody that's got any thoughtfulness about them can recognize what's taking place in Washington and across America with the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party led by Joe Biden that doesn't know what state he's in half the time, but yet he's undermining and destroying our Constitution. Absolutely.
You talking about Crazy Joe?
Yeah, you're right.
They want chaos in America now.
Kenneth, let me get you to take a moment. Do you have a question that you'd like to ask directly to our candidate?
Yes. Well, really not really, because she said she's a Christian. That's all I needed to know.
Good.
That's all I needed to know. If she's going to... help with stopping the borders being open and abortion.
Those are major key biblical elements that ought to be applied in the thoughts and the consideration as Christians and conservatives and patriots vet the candidate to decide on who we need to vote for. Kenneth, thank you so much, brother, for your call. Looking forward to what God's going to do on the 23rd of this month in placing Cayenne in Tallahassee to represent us. Thank you so much. God bless you. Cayenne, thank you so much for being with us again. Let me remind our listeners, we're talking with Cayenne Michaels. Cayenne is a Christian conservative Republican running for Florida District 16 and Florida District 16 representative. And may I say this, ladies and gentlemen, when we vote for a representative for Tallahassee, you may be listening to Cayenne and you've said, well, she's not in my district. But listen very carefully. When we seat them in Tallahassee, they represent we the people, all of the citizens of the state of Florida, not just the ones in their district. Though that is the focus on taking care of their district, they still represent all of the citizens in the state of Florida. So I'm interested in and vitally concerned for placing people in Tallahassee that's going to recognize the need to be obedient to the Word of God and to be obedient to our Constitution. And I believe Kyan Michaels is that person. Kyan, tell us when you first got involved in politics. You touched on it a moment ago, but I want a little clarification for our listeners. There was a point in time that something took place that you decided, I can make a difference. Go back and revisit that for just a moment for our listeners.
Sure, Dr. Youngblood. And that was for me when we lost our child. And it just, you're never the same. It does something to you. And we have a choice. If there is any glory to be gotten out of our tragedy, who do we decide to give that glory to, or who do we decide to honor Brennan's life with? And to God be the glory. And that was what got me involved. And we started, my husband and I started traveling to D.C. and all around the country, just trying to wake up anybody, any of our lawmakers, any of our congressional members, the senators, trying to wake them up to what is going on. And we found out it happens a lot. Unfortunately, it's happening more than what we knew at the time. And we couldn't get anybody to answer us. And it wasn't until President Trump and particularly our governor actually got involved and welcomed us in that we were able to get our story out. And that is what got me involved with politics. Before you would get a little bit involved, maybe the school board, but once your kids are grown, we kind of tend to not be as involved. But now I'm back involved because we have a grandson. And so that's what projected me to run. And when I'm in Tallahassee, the things that I'll go on to the next question, the things that I would really, really like to work on, in addition to immigration reform, we have a lot more that can be done because the borders are wide open. We know we've got at least 2.5 more years to deal with. The person that is running this nation right now. And so we have to handle this at the state level. And our governor has been very forward-thinking in handling the issues of illegals coming into our state, trying to get them out of here. And he's been, I commend him for that. He's done a wonderful job. But also I want to invest more resources into mental health services for our seniors and our veterans. It's a sad day when our veterans are sleeping on the street, but people are not even a citizen of this country are in hotel rooms. And that's
right.
Unacceptable.
That's right. In fact, Kyan, I don't know if you're aware of it, Kyan. My listeners may or may not be, but the government is renting major mega hotels across the nation in different major, I call them blue cities, and spending top dollar to house these illegals in the hotels, providing them with food, clothing, and shelter, medical benefits, educational benefits. And it's my understanding that President Biden has now said that they're going to all receive Social Security cards so that they'll be able to have identification. And, of course, everybody knows that means they'll be able to vote by the 2024 election cycle. And that's the whole goal. Kyan, we've got about a minute before the top of the hour news break. And before we go to the news break, take a moment. You've experienced some unusual things in your campaign. What are some of the things, without calling your detractors, what are some of the things you've experienced in your campaign that's made a difference in your thinking?
Well, I think that I've been attacked so much for not being born a Republican. I mean, I think that we as a party, it's been very harmful to us as a party because you have what they're not caring about or not even, I don't even think it's in their mind, is that people who may be on the borderline, like I have family members that were on the borderline, I've been working on getting them to come over to our party. Now they're like, why come over? Because I see what they're doing to you. And you are truly a conservative. You are truly a Republican, a strong Republican. Why should I come over if that's the way that we're going to be treated?
Absolutely. Kyan, hold your thought for just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, don't turn your dials. Hang in there. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.